Looking for the best golf deal on the Central Coast? The 2026 SLO County Golf Card is here, and it's your ticket to play more golf for less all year long. For only $125, you'll unlock amazing benefits at Dairy Creek, Chalk Mountain, and Morrow Bay Golf Course. But hurry, this offer is only on sale through January 1st. With your card, you'll enjoy $15 golf rounds every day after 12 noon, even on weekends at Chalk Mountain Golf Course, now through March 31st. And on Tuesdays, you can tee off for just $15 all day long. That's not all. You'll also receive a free round at Chalk Mountain, a free round at Morrow Bay, a free nine-hole round at Dairy Creek, and a bonus free round on your birthday. So don't miss your chance to make 2026 your best golf year yet. Visit slocountygolf.com today and grab your Slo County Golf Card before January 1st.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, November 18th, 2025. I'm Kevin Will.
Passerable City Council reviewing quarterly budget report. Man sentenced to 8 years in prison for stabbing death. Details of these and other stories coming up. 30% chance of showers this morning, then partly cloudy, highs in the upper 50s. It's 43 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Sam's Tree Service, Board Certified Master Arborist, 24-hour emergency service when you need it. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. The Passerable City Council's next meeting is tonight at 6. On tonight's agenda is the city's first quarterly financial budget report and update for the 2025-26 budget. The agenda says the city is on track to spend about 96.4% of appropriations for the year end, consistent with historical spending. However, the city states that revenue growth has begun to flatline and slow, in part due to the transient occupancy tax flatlining. This is the city's third largest general fund revenue source, coming primarily from tourism. This review will also amend the budget for about $1.9 million, about 680,000 of this being amended to write off the parking fund loan, and about 300,000 for the settlement between the city of Paso Robles and Councilman Chris Bausch. You can attend tonight's meeting in person in the Norse Room at 6 at Centennial Park or listen right here on KPRL. The County District Attorney's Office announced that 35-year-old Andrew Frederick Rodriguez has been sentenced to 8 years in prison for the stabbing of 39-year-old Jonathan Campbell Perez in Pismo Beach. Rodriguez pled guilty to the charge of involuntary manslaughter back in October. He also admitted he was previously convicted of his crime of residential burglary in Ventura County in 2010. He was sentenced to serve 4 years in prison for this conviction, which was doubled based on his prior residential burglary crime. The family of the victim described Jonathan as genuine, straightforward, and full of laughter, saying he had a superpower of connecting with people, a rare gift that made them feel seen and heard. His family also thanked the community support since his death. Paso Robles City Library affected by power outage yesterday. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:11.
I recently had the best visit with Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialist. He fixed my hearing aid, gave me an efficient hearing test, and adjusted my hearing aids using computer software. I've had my hearing aids for several years. I never felt they were working properly until Peter fixed the issues. The clarity and volume are wonderful now.
If you have hearing aids or need a hearing aid evaluation, call Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast, 805-460-7385, 805-460-7385.
KPRL News continues at 6:11. Paso Robles City Hall and Library were affected by a PG&E power outage yesterday morning. The City of Paso Robles sent a notification of the outage about 10 minutes after 11 a.m. As a result of the outage, the Paso Robles City Library and City Hall lobby were both closed for the remainder of yesterday while repairs were being made. The city says they expect the impacted facilities to reopen this morning, but will provide updates as more information becomes available. An outage similarly struck Cayucas yesterday evening at about 5:18 p.m., a little over 1,000 PG&E customers were affected, mostly on the west side of Highway 1. PG&E says the outage was unplanned, but it was PG&E crews that shut off the power to make an urgent repair safely. Power was restored just about half an hour later at 5:45 p.m. The Grover Beach Police Department responded to a murder-suicide just after midnight on Saturday, November 15th. The police department says this incident took place on the 300 block of North 3rd Street, and the involved parties have been positively identified by the Sheriff's Office Coroner Division. 28-year-old Owen James Westner and 24-year-old Emily Lauren Riley, the Grover Beach Police Department says no further information is available. This investigation remains ongoing. The Paso Robles annual Christmas light parade will be returning to downtown Paso Robles Saturday, December 6th. The parade starts at 6 p.m., traveling north on Spring Street from 10th to 14th Street, then east to Park Street, and then around the downtown City Park. This year's theme is Christmas Lights, Winter Nights. Paso Robles Main Street has announced that the deadline to enter the parade is today. The parade offers cash prizes of $100, $50, and $25, as well as ribbons to its winning entries. For more information, you can go to PasoRoblesDowntown.org or call the Main Street office at 805-238-4103. In sports, for the NFL, the Cowboys beat the Raiders yesterday 33-16 in Monday Night Football. On Thursday, the Bills will face the Texans. In the NBA, the 76ers beat the Clippers 110-108, the Thunder over the Pelicans 126-109, the Raptors beat the Hornets 110-108, the Pistons over the Pacers 127-112. Tonight, the Warriors will face Orlando Magic, and the Lakers will go against Utah Jazz. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:14. Now it's time for California News.
California headline news. 8 people recovering 2 days after an apparent gas leak nearly blew their house to bits in the L.A. suburb of Chino Hills. Neighbor Steve Lau witnessed the fiery explosion, telling KTLA the aftermath was chaotic.
One of the teenagers was burned on the hair, so you could see her hair like stick together.
Some of the victims had second and third degree burns, but they are expected to survive. Utility crews are still working on the gas line that reportedly caused the explosion. Republican Congressman Kevin Kiley again calling for an end to gerrymandering nationwide, telling Fox News that combined with requiring voter ID across the country, it would restore trust in democracy.
The first tends to be more of a priority for Democrats. The second tends to be more of a priority towards Republicans. I think that we can reach some sort of deal to make our elections a lot fairer.
And the Trump administration suing the state over our No Secret Police and No Vigilantes Act. The White House says they won't comply with them. I'm John Gilliland, California Headline News. California Headline News, L.A. Fire Justice is filing another lawsuit in connection with the Eaton Fire over the county's evacuation notification system. They say that had residents been warned properly, they would have had more time to evacuate and fewer would have died. And a 19-year-old UC Berkeley student is in critical condition after nearly drowning at a frat house. Police and university officials are investigating. Fraternity officials say they are cooperating fully with authorities. I'm John Gilliland. You're listening to California Headline News.
You know what's better than falling in love? Falling into fortune at the Tachi Palace. No painful heartbreak, just cold hard cash. Every Friday in November, win up to $5,000 cash or Tachi Cash. Then stick around for our November grand prize drawings. You could win a brand new Toyota truck. So fall into fortune at the Tachi Palace, where falling actually improves your balance. Your bank account balance.
From Paso Robles wineries to Atascadero's storefronts, the right display transforms your property into a holiday destination. Guests stay longer, spend more, and share in the experience. The holidays aren't just about light. They're about memories those lights create for your guests. I'm Aaron King with Slow Holiday Lights. We provide a red carpet holiday service so your business can shine without the stress. We handle everything you need to make this holiday season the most memorable yet. This season, roll out the red carpet for your guests and make your business the place that everyone remembers. Look us up at Slow Holiday Lights. That's Slow Holiday Lights.
KPRL News continues at 6:16. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits, 805-995-4181. With cotton prices around the world continuing to stagnate, California growers planted fewer acres this year than almost any time in the past century. Upland cotton is at 85 to 90 cents a pound right now. That's the same darn price as when I started 30 years ago, said Roger Isom, CEO of the California Cotton Ginners and Growers Association. It's tough out there for our farmers, he said. California farmers planted 91,000 acres of Pima cotton and about 16,000 acres of upland cotton this year, a 38% drop in Pima, but a 30% increase in upland from 2024, the CCGGA reported. Overall, cotton acreage declined 33%. Kings County continued to lead in plantings, with about 47,000 of the state's 107,000 acres. Quality is great, but the demand is down, Merced County farmer Jeff Bencibo said. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast, 805-995-4181, or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Tuesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. Clouds this morning with about a 30% chance of showers, then mostly sunny skies for the afternoon. Highs in the upper 50s, east-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear to partly cloudy skies tonight, lows in the upper 30s, north winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, highs in the low 60s, west winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is cloudy on Thursday with a 75% chance of rain, mostly sunny on Friday, sunny Saturday and Sunday, partly cloudy on Monday and Tuesday. Mid-80s Thursday, low 60s Friday, mid-60s on Saturday, upper 60s on Sunday, mid-60s Monday, 66 a week from today. Currently it is 43 degrees and cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 619.
When you're ready to protect your home or office, JV Roofing is your best choice. JV Roofing has over 20 years of roofing experience, and you can count on them to show up. Whether it's a clay tile roof, metal, PVC, TPO, or shingles, they have you covered. And they're also certified in West Coast decks. Check out the website at jvroofingca.com or call them for a free estimate today. JV Roofing, family owned, licensed, and bonded. 805-674-1383.
The Spirit of Paso Robles restaurant has a wonderful atmosphere for all your friends and family. Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood is now serving weekly dinner specials like fried chicken on Wednesdays, Alaskan halibut Fridays, prime rib Saturday, and barbecue ribs on Sunday. Tell your friends and family to meet you at the new local favorite, the Spirit of Paso Robles restaurant, located in the River Oaks neighborhood, right in the middle of the golf course.
When it comes to your vision, experience matters. At Michael's Optical in Atascadero, Michael and Kathy Nutt have been helping our community see clearly since 1979, and that's over 45 years of family-owned care and service. From infants to adults, you'll find frames and lenses for every style and budget, including trusted names like Silhouette, Oakley, Ray-Ban, and Maui Jim. Need glasses in a hurry? With the Michael's in-house finishing lab, you get fast, high-quality eyewear plus custom adjustments and repairs done on-site. There's convenient parking. Convenient Saturday hours 10 to 4. And ask about their VIP savings and exclusive pricing on eyewear and lenses. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero, hometown service and focused on you.
Michael's Optical.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stock futures are slumping with continued concerns about whether tech stock prices are too high. The concern is also impacting crypto. Bitcoin has been as low as $90,000. Home Depot's quarter was mixed, but the stock is down 3.5% because the home improvement retailer pulled back on its forecast for the year. In comments to stock analysts after the earnings release, the company says homeowners are unwilling to make large financial commitments because of economic uncertainty. Lower mortgage rates have not yet improved home improvement demand, plus job concerns and declining home prices are leading to homeowner hesitation. And buy now, pay later company Klarna reported an upbeat quarter this morning. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola. Invested in you.
There's no championship league for small business owners, but if there was, you'd be at the top of the standings. Because going pro with Lenovo Pro means you've got the winning formation, one-on-one advice, IT solutions, and customized hardware powered by Intel Core Ultra processors help you stay ahead of the competition. Business goes pro with Lenovo Pro. Sign up for free at lenovo.com/pro. Lenovo, Lenovo.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Welcome to Did You Know by the Friday Group. Did you know talk of new COVID restrictions is resurfacing? Two California counties have already brought back mask mandates. Remember what happened last time? Churches closed, small businesses crushed, and families separated, all in the name of safety. Those mandates later proved unnecessary. So ask yourself, are we really ready to hand over those freedoms again? Because the more you know, the better California can do. This ad paid for by the Republican Party of San Luis Obispo County.
Need traffic control for your next project or event? Rent local with Avila Traffic Safety. We've got everything from light towers, message boards, custom signage, and certified crews ready to go. And the best part, every dollar you spend with us stays right here, supporting local jobs, boosting the local economy, and reinvesting your tax dollars into our community. Whether it's roadwork, parades, or public safety, we've got your lane covered. Call us today at 805-461-1600. Thanks for choosing Avila Traffic Safety.
When you use our traffic control services, you can expect the most competitive prices as well as local support. From traffic control plans, pilot car and flagging services, light towers, message boards, aero boards, as well as a full line of traffic safety rental equipment. We have been at your service since 2009 and have traffic safety professionals who are available to discuss your projects as well as your traffic control solutions. For more information, visit us online at avilatraffic.com.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com, freedom of speech. Ready to go, and it's brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort over that way in Lemoore. It's the perfect Central Valley staycation. 238-5775, 238-KPRL to join us on the Tuesday edition.
Middle of a good dream, like all at once I wake up from something that keeps knocking at my brain. Before I go insane, I hold my pillow to my head and spring up in my bed, screaming out the words I dread. I think I love KPRL. This morning I woke up with this feeling I didn't know how to deal with, and so I just decided to myself I'd hide it to myself and never talk about it, and did not go and shout it.
The Morning Exchange.
Indeed you did. All right, coming up this afternoon, Protect What Matters. Barry will have on Mr. Seth Peek from the Atascadero City Council. He's one of the members that you voted for. And then Lance Cowart, a CPA, well, a deep dive into the One Big Beautiful Bill, tax breaks for working Americans and retirees, and also business owner tax breaks, and other things along those lines having to do with money. Maybe not the penny, but money. More on that in probably a bit there. Also, this fine piece of human debris that's getting 8 years in jail because they're adding 4 years, is that Chris? He was originally 4 years, but because he was a bad boy before, he gets an additional 4 years?
That's correct.
He stabbed somebody and the person died, is that correct?
That is correct. I don't know the circumstances of said stabbing, though.
Hmm. Well, he was a bad boy before, so, I mean, he kills somebody, he gets 4 years, but since he was a bad boy before, he gets an additional four for killing somebody. Okay. Gee, and let's see what else. Oh, it was also reported that this piece of human debris served time for sex crimes committed in Ventura about 15 years ago. But kill somebody, and with the other stuff you did, 8 years. Beautiful. Beautiful. This is California, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Congratulations. Keep voting in those people. Oh, boy. And what you were talking about, that the family of the person that was killed, we're talking about what a good guy their
relative was, right?
Yeah.
Not these.
Not the killer. No, this was about their relative that died.
Okay. Not the human debris. Okay. Gotcha. All righty. Let's see here on the email. City Hall, it says, am I to believe that the city of Paso Robles does not have a backup generator? Well, Chris, that was a City Hall library that was without power, right?
City Hall and library is what they said. The City Hall is currently undergoing renovation, so I really don't know what part of it was affected.
Yeah, and maybe they had the generator, if they have one. I don't know if the city down there has a generator. Again, I'm going to sue the police department and the fire or whatever they call it now. Safety, everything got a different title. I'm assuming they probably have a generator. Again, it's assumption. Maybe somebody knows. I don't know if City Hall does or not. I don't even know if the schools have generators. So if anybody knows, just curious. And again, maybe it's because of the renovations that they're doing that they had to disconnect it, or I don't know. But thanks for the email. I hadn't thought about that. I thought it was also would have been automatic. Okay, let's see here. This seems to be generating a little bit more because it only happened a week ago. And I guess more people are being asked questions about it. We kind of hit on it a little bit yesterday. And this has to do with the penny. And the penny is, it stopped, they stopped producing it or whatever they do back there in Philly last Wednesday. And the nickel could be next. So that leads to the cashless society. Chris, your generation, they don't use cash?
Not as often, I would say.
So they use credit card.
Credit, debit, or sometimes, I hope you've heard the terms Venmo, Cash App, PayPal, those kinds of things.
I've heard of PayPal. Okay.
Cash App and Venmo, I work in a similar way, is the best way I can put it.
But what... is it something that you have on you? Is it a card or what?
An app. Imagine like I want to give my friend, $40. I don't have $40 in cash on me. Is he going to whip out his debit card reader? No, he doesn't have one. So we use Venmo, an app that's connected to our bank account. So I send him $40.
Okay. So he receives this cash from you or whatever it's.
Yeah, I don't know all the behind the scenes, but more or less, yeah.
So is there a track of from your app to his app showing the transaction took place?
Yes.
Okay, so does then he have any ability to look at not your account, but the account number?
You mean my bank account number?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
Well, I've never looked at anyone's profile on Venmo, and I hope they don't have bank account numbers posted there, honestly.
Okay, and again, my assumption would be, knowing nothing about it, so I'm going to have an assumption that, yeah, probably not, because who in their right mind would do that?
Right, and like I said, it's very similar to PayPal, so on PayPal, are you able to see other people's bank account numbers?
No.
Well, there you go. Probably the same thing for Venmo, then.
Okay, so you send the cash through that way. And the verification, and then he essentially, you just gave him $40.
Pretty much.
Just like if you had two $20 bills. Here it is.
Right.
Okay. And that's instantaneously?
More or less, yeah. It takes a few days to show up on your bank account, as most things do when you do it electronically, but it's there.
Wait a minute. On yours or his?
I think both, because... on mine, it takes a few days for things to get posted on your bank account whenever you use something that isn't, an immediate withdrawal. And for him, he has to opt to send that money to his bank account or he can keep it on his Venmo account.
And use it directly from there.
Right.
Okay. All right. Now, I am loading you. Let me see. I'm setting myself up with this question.
Okay.
Do you think I will ever use any of that?
If you've already got PayPal, I hope not.
No, I don't have PayPal.
Oh, you do? Oh, okay, you don't have it. All right.
We have it at the station.
Well, maybe. Depends on what you're dealing with, I guess.
Well, I'll answer that. No.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Now, for those of us, again, the antiquated people out there, such as myself, or dinosaurs, as I like to refer, we are heading towards a cashless society. And this not is just with the penny thing. And, you know, and I did read something about rounding it up or down. Nobody's going to round down, okay? To even mention that, you're an idiot. With the penny ending, and then the speculation is the nickel is next. The nickel is next. And so I'm just wondering, because I, not every year now, but usually at the end of the year, I go to the bank because I have collected all my change through the year, and I go and deposit it and get some cash. Now, I'm just wondering if I go in 2 or 3 years from now, and I don't know how long it's going to take for the pennies to go out of circulation completely, maybe longer than that, but will that be accepted from the bank in exchange for bills? Don't know. Anyway, so it'll cease to exist. And although we do have the coins in circulation, and I get, you know, it costs too much money to make pennies, more than their value is, which is something that we might want to look at too. But we're moving on from cash, and we will be in a cashless establishment. So what does that mean? Well, a cashless society, there are some negatives involved, including the technical dependence. What Chris was talking about with, you know, your apps and so forth, the financial exclusion of the unbanked or elderly, and a loss of privacy due to digital transactions leaving a trail. And there's also an increased cybersecurity threats, breaches, and again, back to identity theft. And here's one, gee, this is a big surprise. Overspending. We already have that problem in the United States. There is a fairly significant portion of the population that is in debt. And I think the average, it breaks down to the generations. For example, Generation X, their average debt on their credit card, and again, I'll round this out, is $9,500. Millennials, around $7,000. Baby boomers, around $7,000. And the silent generation, which I don't know what that is, about $3,000. And this does vary by state and so forth. But there's also the total debt, the average, and they're not talking, this is not taking into consideration a mortgage or even in many cases a car payment. Those things we live with on a daily basis and have to deal with. And we're talking about overspending on your credit cards and then the interest, because credit card interest rates, and I know they may vary, but they tend to be pretty high. I just can't imagine when we go to a cashless society how the overspending will continue. When we have power outages, the technology is interrupted. So if you need cash when we're in a cashless society, what do you do? What do you do? The so-called experts have been warning us for years about the overspending and the use of our credit cards. So, and again, I know not everything has to be the credit cards, because Chris was talking about these other cards we have as well. But I guess the tendency is that when you don't have the physical cash in your hand, that many Americans tend to spend more than what they should, which is not surprising. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Very interesting subject, but the bottom line is I've been in a consternation of trying to figure out with the government debt of, what, $37, $38 trillion, for the most part, that is all digital to a large extent. This, you know, during the Obama years, when we had quantitative easing, and I imagine we still have a certain amount of it, that's all digital money. I tried to figure out, what did that all mean when they were talking quantitative easing? Most money transactions, especially government, it's all done digitally. And, you know, the removal or the not using cash anymore gives the government that much more ability to overspend. They've been doing it for a long time, but when we talk about a certain number of Americans in our country that are abusing their credit cards, our government does it exponentially. And I don't know. I think that there's so much more fraud, in my opinion, associated with it. Even though you can trace it, and the government's so good at basically saying we didn't steal it, we left an IOU behind, and so that's what we have. We've got this crazy idea of digital transactions being wonderful. Well, it'll only be wonderful if the confidence of the people will continue to be, I believe, in the American dollar. But if you don't, it'll reach a point just like in 1929 where you don't have that confidence, and the confidence will be gone. We're looking at chaos. So I don't know how it all, you know, will finish out. I know they keep using this term called the Great Reset. Well, that Great Reset probably is converting over to totally digital money. But once again, how do you keep a government honest when all you've got is electronic transactions that don't mean anything?
Okay. Would you agree or disagree that people such as myself, who are fearful of the government tracking every single purchase I make if we went to a cashless society and using it for whatever reason?
That is a rational thought coming from someone that's older that realizes that, you know, you don't spend beyond your means. But given what's happening now,
okay.
I think young people don't really think about the fact that everything is being tracked by the government. But then the only thing that holds them back from going totally digital right now is that I think it'll reach a point where the people can track where the government is spending their money. And the government doesn't like you to know what they're doing with it.
No, that seems to be an issue even here in our old school district where the money's going. So, you know, just from little podunk California, if that's an issue here, and even some things with the Board of Supervisors following the money and some of these agencies that we've heard about where the money, where did it go, why people want to put more trust in the government. Now, this is it is two-sided. To a point, we have to trust our government. However, don't trust them that much.
Well, you know, the government lies to us on a regular basis, but they've used a new term called misinformation. They don't really lie to you. They just give you misinformation, which is basically lying. And so, like I said earlier, our whole money system is working fine as long as the American people have confidence in the American dollar. But it will reach a point where people will say, I don't trust my money anymore.
Well,
and if you go totally digital, it's like you've got money. It's like Bitcoin, you know. It's digital money, but really, there's no solid asset there. There's nothing you can hang on to. You can blink your eye, and that money is gone.
Okay, so, and again, we're pretending right now we're in a cashless society. Do you think, or don't you think, that the payment providers, since they will be able to, because you'll have no other choice, to charge higher transaction fees?
Oh, there's no doubt. I just think how difficult it is now that if you have a credit card and somebody's broken into your account, and now you've lost all your savings. That's a major nightmare, and it doesn't get straightened out overnight. You could just imagine.
No, there's been a couple of stories regarding that recently, and it is, it's quite the thing to get taken care of. But I think, you know, I don't know how much choice we're going to have in this.
Well, I thought about it also. You know, as long as you had cash, to a certain extent, it is somewhat an extension of what we call our First Amendment. The amendment of free speech, your ability to make transactions without the government looking over your shoulder, and that is a extension of free speech. And to me, that is taking away your First Amendment right.
All righty, so let's take a look at that. So I want to write a check or, you know, whatever. And again, we're not in the cashless society. We're in the cashless society now. So I want to give to certain clubs, groups, or organizations. Now, depending on how the government goes, for example, maybe like Portland or New York City, based on the recent election, do you think there could be some ramifications from how I spend my money through the cashless society?
Well, I really don't know.
Well, didn't we see the Biden administration go after conservative groups?
Oh, no doubt.
Okay,
that's what I'm getting at.
The people that are in power, or the type of government down the road in the United States that are in power, and they go through and they see that I'm giving to this or spending on that or, you know, whatever it may be. Boy, one can only imagine, use your imagination on what possibly could happen in the future.
Oh, there's no doubt.
It's dangerous.
It is. And once again, I think, you know, going without cash altogether is taking away your First Amendment rights. So the fact that they can track everything that you spend your money on, let's say you support Donald Trump, and you gave him a considerable amount of money. They're coming for you.
Yep, that's
done it through what we call lawfare, where you got the Biden administration attacking anyone that stood behind Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. Okay, sir, good call. We're out of time. We got to go.
Thank you.
And I always like to remind people, if you don't think these things can happen, one is you're dead wrong, but all you need to do is government has attacked its own within the United States, going back to particularly starting in the 1840s. And we've had it, and just something to think about as we exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage and Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. The Passerville City Council's next meeting is tonight at 6. On tonight's agenda is the city's first quarterly financial budget report and update for the 2025-26 budget. The review will amend the budget for about $1.9 million. About $680,000 will write off the parking lot fund loan and $300,000 for the settlement with the city of Paso Robles, Councilman Chris Bausch, and San Luis Obispo Tribune. The Grover Beach Police Department responded to a murder-suicide just after midnight on Saturday, November 15th. The police department says this incident took place on the 300 block of North 3rd Street and involved the parties, and the involved parties have been identified as 28-year-old Owen James Westner and 24-year-old Emily Lauren Riley. The investigation is still ongoing. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then clearing up to partly cloudy skies, highs in the upper 50s, it's 44 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero, ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Guzman. President Trump now supporting legislation mandating the release of the Epstein files. Fox's Jared Halpern reports.
The president says he would sign the legislation, noting the Justice Department has already handed over 50,000 pages of documents to a House committee. At the same time, the president is directing the Justice Department to look into connections between Epstein and prominent Democrats.
House could vote today. ICE agents arresting more than 130 people in a weekend sweep through North Carolina's largest city, Charlotte. Democratic Governor Josh Stein warning the crackdown effort is stoking fear. Member of the New York City Council filing paperwork now to primary House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries in 2026. Jeffries says he's open to the challenge.
Come on in, the water is warm.
A council member, Shio Say, is considered an ally of New York City Mayor-elect Zohra Mamdani. America's listening to Fox News.
This November, Allegretto Vineyard Resort invites you to journey to the alpine region of Alto Adige without leaving Paso Robles. The culinary tour of Italy features daily a la carte dishes like house-made muesli with orange blossom honey for breakfast, crispy pork schnitzel with persimmon mostarda for lunch, and braised lamb shank with herb spätzle for dinner. On Thursdays and Fridays, savor a four-course tasting menu featuring spinach and ricotta dumpling. Pair your meal with Italian wine. Cello Restaurant and Bar, Allegretto Vineyard Resort.
Okay, let's see here. We have, just hit exactly 9 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, KPRL. Time for sports, and it's brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Really is.
The Cowboys romped over the Raiders 33-16 last night to wrap up NFL Week 11. Four touchdown passes for Dak Prescott.
We had a great red zone plan, all but the last two right possessions. We scored in the red zone, so just sticking to my reads, sticking to the process of practice and the game plan.
Week 12 kicks off Thursday night with the Bills at the Texans. Bengals receiver Ja'Marr Chase will sit out a one-game suspension without pay for spitting at Steelers defensive back Jalen Ramsey in Sunday's loss. The new college football playoff poll comes out tonight. Former Penn State coach James Franklin has been hired at Virginia Tech. He coached the Nittany Lions for 12 years and started this season 3-0 and number 2 in the nation before a 3-game losing streak led to his dismissal. NBA, the Thunder throttled the Pelicans 126-109, the wire-to-wire win, the 14th in 15 games for the defending NBA champions. New Orleans, meantime, has lost 6 in a row for the second time already this year. Pistons peppered the Pacers 127-112 to run their winning streak to 10 in a row, while Indiana, the Eastern Conference champs last season, has now dropped 8 straight and has the worst record in the association at 1-13. Bulls fought off the Nuggets 131-27 despite a 36-point triple-double from Nikola Jokic. Cavaliers bounced the Bucks 118-106, 37 for Donovan Mitchell, while Giannis Antetokounmpo left the game before halftime with a groin strain. Tyrese Maxey had 39 to lead the Sixers past the Clippers 110-108. Wins for the T-Wolves, Heat, and Raptors. College basketball latest polls, Purdue back on top of the AP, doing the do-si-do with Houston again, both teams 4-0. Firewagon Hockey in Florida as the champion Panthers blew a 3-goal lead, but rallied to top the Canucks 8-5. Seth Jones had 2 power play goals. Capitals crowned the Kings, Alex Ovechkin with goal number 903. Victories for the Hurricanes and Sabres. Ducks win in overtime. Blue Jackets in a shootout. That's Tuesday Sports.
And we have more NFL football coming up this Sunday. The first game at 9:30 will be the Colts taking on those Cowboys who beat the Raiders last night. And those Raiders who are just, they're taking on the Browns. That could be interesting. And the late game is Tampa and the Rams. All here on KPRL. Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night. 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Avila Traffic Safety in Atascadero. They are family owned and operated. Well, well, well. We're down to only an 8% chance of rain now. That was supposed to be a little bit earlier. And highs today with some clouds around 60. Clear tonight. Overnight lows near 40. But we'll end up with partly cloudy skies on your Wednesday with highs in the low 60s. Thursday, about a 75% chance of rain, upper 50s. Sunshine Friday, low 60s, mid-60s Saturday, upper 60s Sunday, mid-60s Monday and Tuesday of next week. Today's UV index, let's see here, will be 3 up and down, 6:43 a.m., 4:55 p.m. We are at 44 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Avila Traffic Safety. Simply just go online. That's avilatraffic.com. Moving gingerly along on your Tuesday edition.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
World famous pet alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's. They are your San Luis Obispo County wide concealed, wide approved concealed carry training team. Yep. Get her done. As we check in to see what animals are out there on the highways and byways and get them home safe and sound, that's not happening because the weather and stuff, and plus it's getting a little cold. They need to build up that fur inside, then they can do out when the sun comes up and all that other kind of stuff. So there's nothing to report, but Mr. Garcia, here you go. Quickly, how fast does a sneeze go?
1 second. Well, hang on. Are you talking about how fast does it last, or how fast does the fluid move, I guess, is a way to put it.
A sneeze shoots through the air at how many miles per hour?
Okay, 80.
Not a bad guess. 100.
Yeah, pretty close, I guess.
Sneeze shoots through the air at 100 miles per hour, sending 10,000 germs flying.
Oh, boy. That's a lot of germs.
Man, that's a matter of fact, I saw maybe a handful of people with masks on the airplanes. Was it? So, anyway, there you go. You lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230 or reception at kprl.com. World famous pet alert was brought to you by Uncle Ed's and Atascadero. Visit AtascaderoGunShop.com. Okay, time for trivia. And it is brought to you by Joe's The Place. Past Robles in Templeton and out there at the airport. Qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. Okay, here was an assessment of a television show in the United States going back a while back. Fill in the blank. One reason for the popularity may be that it's almost impossible to hear them. And this was a report about something that was a really big time here in the United States of America. One reason for the popularity may be that it's almost impossible to hear them. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. What do you think I'm referring to? Well, the people who said that are referring to. What do you think it was? What do you think it was? Let me see. I'll give you a hint. This is way off. It's kind of goofy, but what the heck? Normandy. Okay, this was a television show with a commentary. One reason for the popularity may be that it's almost impossible to hear them. And one of the reasons for that is because the audience would be screaming so loud. The audience would be screaming so loud that you really couldn't hear them. The people that I'm referring to in this, they even commented on that when they decided to stop doing what they did on the road. This was, I'll give you the year. It was November 18th, 1963. Now you should know what the answer is. Now you should know. Hi, good morning.
Yes, the Beatles.
The Beatles. Yes, indeed. Were you a Beatle fan?
Yes, I was, but I was pretty young, but my two older sisters were crazy about the Beatles.
Okay.
Crazy. Loved it. I saw the show. Sullivan, yes.
Well, it wasn't the Ed Sullivan show, so. Anyway, okay. May I have your name, please?
Yes, Ann Spencer.
All right, thank you very much. No, it was not the really big show, the Ed Sullivan show, that the Beatles, their first U.S. appearance. I'll let you know.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Ramada Drive. An outage struck Cayucas yesterday evening at about 5:18 p.m. A little over 1,000 PG&E customers were affected, mostly on the west side of Highway 1. Power was eventually restored just about half an hour later. The county district attorney's office announced that 35-year-old Andrew Rodriguez has been sentenced to 8 years in prison for the stabbing and killing of 39-year-old Jonathan Campbell Perez in Pismo Beach. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning clearing up to partly cloudy skies, highs in the upper 50s, it's 44 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
It was the Huntley-Brinkley report in, this day in 1963. They would make a taped video appearance on the Jack Parr program the following January, and then their famed first live appearance on U.S. TV on the really big show, the Ed Sullivan Show with Topo Gigio and Jerry Vale, and I don't know who was on the show. All right, two more to go this hour, brought to you by Sam's Tree Service. They'll get to the root of the problem. Just call them and they'll give you a free estimate. 805-610-8266.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's